it's not always the best idea for the setter to fake the block, because it's different. It's totally different. And everybody will react and judge our decision.
Does this influence your setting?
To prepare yourself even before the point and his scoring, because he's on fire. If you take now top setter in the world, I think there is no... I don't like so much, for example, a really high parabola.
But beauty is not winning the game, so...
And our outside is 65% efficiency, for example, in four. The transition can be decisive part of the game. The most important in the end for the setter is also... It's the moment when I'm holding a little bit more the ball.
I'm here at Volley Coach podcast with French setter Benjamin Tonioti, Olympic winner, and our topic is about setting, of course, because Benjamin is setter, and we should speak about how to play in transition when you are as a setter in the back zone, when you are not on the net and you are just after the serve or in the back zone. So I'm interested in your advice for all our setters and players which are interested to know about this topic.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for the invitation. And yeah, I can start about this topic about transition. For sure, maybe it's the best part of setting because when I'm second line, I have always the possibility to have a three spiker in the first line, and then the pike. So yeah, I have a four spiker for sure. There is very often big difference between the setter when the like me, I'm first line and second line, because very often when I'm first line, some outside hitter, like opponent up outside hitter, are helping a little bit more on the first tempo. And for sure when me as a setter, I'm second line, very often teams are playing much more open because the ball is maybe faster. And it's more difficult to block the opposite when he's first line.
Okay, and do you have some kind of a system or style of thinking how you prepare for this transition? Because, of course, there is a lot of things which are influencing your decision. But do you have some, before every transition, like your goal, or do you just play spontaneously?
I mean, it's depends of the moment, depends of the game, depends of opponent team, how they are in block. Maybe I will organize in different way if the opposite of the other team is helping a lot. For example, maybe I will call more seven to play seven over. So it depends a lot about the tactic, about what we see before the game, how they are like reacting of the set, and also depends on the quality of my team, of my spiker. So it's a lot of information in the same moment. It's not only about what we see before the game, but also how I see the game, how I see my spikers. And then, yeah, it's not always the best idea for the setter to fake the block, but it's also to be effective. And this is the most important to, in the end, results is important. I say many times that I prefer in the end to put my spiker with two block and he's scoring because he's on fire and he's scoring really a lot of transition than to play maybe one spiker one against one and he's not scoring. In the end, the results is the most important.
I completely agree that we play volleyball for points. Somebody is playing for the beauty, but the beauty is not winning the games. The points are winning the games. And do you also think about your transition? Because sometimes in transition, they are not coming the idle balls because there is a difficult defense, so you don't have a ball close to the net. And do you also speak with your players in the transition that you want some kind of specific balls? Because, for example, when there is a Japan playing and, for example, the setter is in the front row, I see that the libero is always playing like a fast ball to him. So they have a system for this. And you prefer that when there is a transition and they can give you a higher ball, you prefer higher ball or you prefer some semi kind of a ball or fast ball?
I love I don't like so much, for example, a really high parabola, for example. I prefer not so fast, but pass to give me the rhythm and can give also the rhythm of the spiker. I mean, for the middle blocker, for the pipe, for outside, for the opposite. I like this kind of ball that it gives the tempo of the game also. So yeah, then for sure transition is also a difference between perfect transition. It means that perfect pass, perfect defense inside the 3 meters, but also it's transition out of the 3 meters. And then I think the most important is to give the good ball on the good spot. And then the spiker will have more possibility to choose the best direction, the best spike. And this is the most important, I think, also in transition.
And do you think, especially in transition, because some setters have some characteristics. Somebody likes to play for a long, for an outsider. Somebody likes to play a lot of pipe or with the middle. Do you also think about in transition in every game that maybe now I should play a little bit with more with the middle because they are going always to block my outsider or opposite? Or do you just have your style and you have like the ball is coming to exactly this spot and I know that my best ball is over there?
For sure, I have some characteristic, and I think every setter have characteristic in this kind of ball, for example. But then also, for sure, it's up to the teammate sometimes, to the staff, to tell you, okay, watch out, man. Now they are following him in this way. So and look, also for example, you are playing. I don't know. I will take an example. You are playing first tempo pipe on this ball, so they are really close. Because they know that you are playing first tempo pipe, and our outside is 65% efficiency, for example, in four. So I have two information that, okay, I'm playing a lot first tempo pipe, and also if I set, for example, for my outside, is really effective. So this can be also some connection during the game and during the moment. I think it's really important to have like feedback sometimes from the bench, from the staff, and also from players.
I agree that the staff will be and always was important because they are seeing the game from other perspective. But I was speaking with Mika Christensen and he said that at the end it's his decision, it's the setter decision who is deciding. So even if you have information, some stats from your staff, you have to decide. You agree with this, I think.
Yeah, sure. In the end, we decide. And how to say, we decide and then everybody will react and judge our decision in the end.
Yeah, it's always easier to judge than to...
Exactly. So for sure, we are really important because we decide who gives the ball and also sometimes important moment of the game like for the title, for every moment, so for sure it's important. But the most important in the end for the setter is also when you decide to do it, it's to do it convinced. Because if you do it not convinced, then you will make mistake of quality of the set, and so maybe the choice will be not good, and also the quality will be not good. So at least when you decide, you choose, you take the responsibility, and you do it in the good way. This is most important, I think.
And I also think that you will agree with me that even if you are trying to set your best balls all the time, that you want to be precise, sometimes you are not setting close to the net, you are setting to 2 meters. And then it also depends on your spikers. And I think in Jastrzębie, in your French team, you have good spikers which are not just going for full power all the time and trying to crush the block, but they are using also the recycle, because I think recycle is coming or is now very... very important part of the game, because this will give you more opportunity to have better efficiency in the attack.
Sure, for sure. The recycle is quite important, I think. Zaxa show this for the last three Champions League. They won, one with me and two after. It was the team who was doing this really good. We are doing also really great with Jastrzębie. If you can't, you were speaking about Japan, and Japan is also a team who is doing really well. French national team also. So for sure, this system of recycle can give you more opportunity to have better ball in transition, because if the ball is not perfect and you play against the block, then you can have again a free ball and to have more chance to score. So for sure, it's really important part of the game, and I think most of the team are doing this now, because I think it's really helpful.
And are you also sometimes getting mad or like happy with your sparker that he's solving your situation or that he didn't solve it well? Do you also communicate with them that sometimes I know that there is a famous video of Julio Velasco speaking that the sparker is asking the ball has to be a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit there, because they are not scoring point and the setter is like blamed for all these mistakes. But I think you are not like this, that you want to support your players. But on the other hand, you know, if somebody is not performing, sometimes, you know, you have to raise your voice.
I always try to give the best ball for the spiker. But for sure, sometimes the spiker have to find a solution. Like it's too easy to say all the time that there's a mistake on the setter or something like this. I think spiker have the ability, especially on high level, to manage a situation. Then for sure, my goal is always to give the best ball possible to my guys. So then I'm not the setter who would like to blame the spiker, for example. I will always try to give my best and understand what was wrong, for example, and also to speak with the guys and say, maybe, okay, this ball, you are rating this ball here, but man, there is no sense. For example, I don't know. For example, in transition, fast transition, the guy asked me, for example, shoot, and he's alone. For example, the opposite is on the floor. I cannot play first tempo, and then this guy will take block because two man blocks come to him. I would tell him, man, there is no sense to call me shoot. Better to call super, and you will have more choice, because you for sure you will have two man blocks. So for example, I'm more like this kind of setter who try to find a solution together with my spiker.
And there is also situation, because now, for example, in your French national teams, you are great two setters. There is a Brizard, there is you, and sometimes you are changing. Sometimes he's playing, sometimes you are playing, and sometimes you come to the game at the end of the set with opposite, for this double substitution, and you go in the back zones. Does this influence your setting? Because it's important part of the set. There is a transition, and you know that your opposite can be colder. Or do you just have the same mind like when you would start in the game?
No, for sure it's different, because when you are playing all the sets, you have this kind of rhythm of side out, rhythm of game, and everything. When you are coming for double substitution in end of set, is different, because you are coming and maybe you will have two, three sets, because maybe can be mistake in service, reception far from the net, libero is setting, and you know, so it's important to you don't have this kind of rhythm of the game. But I think it's really important all the time when you're, for example, on the bench and you're watching the game from outside, to analyze how is going the game, to analyze how are going the spikers in the team, to feel if your partner, your opposite, which you are coming with you inside, is ready, is hot, you have determination. So yeah, it's important to, because it's different. It's totally different.
And I want to also touch the technical part of the setting when you are in the back zone, in the transition, because this means that you have to be fast with your legs. And of course, that everybody knows that when you are setting, we want to set with our fingers. We don't want to bump so much. But if you have to bump, you prefer to play, I think, a higher ball for a longer distance, or do you have some kind of a strategy for your bump?
You know, I'm not so powerful setter about arm, finger, and everything. So for sure, on the long distance, it's sometimes, especially when I'm setting back, it's the moment when I'm holding a little bit more the ball, I think. And this gives me the power sometimes to play on long distance. But then also, I am this kind of player and setter who is like playing with the tempo of my hand, of my my timing of jump. So yeah, this is something I'm using a little bit with my body also. So I think I say very often that there is not, for me, okay, there is the books about a perfect set, a perfect system of setting. But if you take now like a top setter in the world, I think there is no two setter with the same technique. So I think it's difficult to just pretend that there is perfect technique and to only follow this system.
No, and I also meant that when you are coming to the ball, because there is one topic, a split step when we are receiving, we say that you should make a split step just before or at the touch of the ball of the server. Do you also use a split step when you are, you know, preparing for your set or when you are starting for the ball?
This I have to maybe check on the video. I don't know exactly because I think start to be like, how to say, habits for me. But for sure, I am doing one step to just have the possibility when the reception is going out from the arm of the guy to go fast under the ball. And this, for sure, you have to do some preparation. So small jump, I think it's probably I'm doing.
Okay, perfect. And I would like to ask you also about your one most important advice for the setters, how to think about this transition, how to be concentrated, how to be, you know, prepared for all these balls, because there is a lot of balls in transition. Sometimes in one rally, there can be 5-6 transitions. So what would be your advice for these setters, which are like on intermediate level?
I think it's transition the transition can be decisive part of the game, because with transition you can win the game, you can win the set, you can make the difference. And so in transition you have to be really focused about what's happened in the past and what you should take about the decision to be the more effective. This is really important, transition, because you can play amazing set, really good side out, perfect quality of side out. You are 23-23, you have one transition and you don't make the right choice, the good set, and you can lose the set. So I think it's really important in transition to be really focused and to prepare yourself even before the point that, okay, you have to think about, okay, my guy is serving. The first thing can happen, it's overpass and we have free ball. So what will happen if we have free ball? You have to think about this even before the point. What will happen if we have defense negative? Where I should give the ball? Who is the worst blocker, for example? If I have like a perfect defense, what I should play? I think just before the action, you have to think about every kind of situation, because the transition can be really important.
Yes, and this is, I think, very difficult for the setter, because setter is the brain of the team. He has to think about all these possibilities to find the ideal solution, and it's not easy always. And even if you make a good solution, sometimes you are not scoring the point. This is of course the situation that you have to face sometimes. No.
Yeah, for sure. I would tell you one story, for example, this happened to me. It was not transition, but it was like really important moment. I remember we were playing VNL 2017 or 18 in Curitiba in Brazil, and we were playing in Brazil the final of VNL. It was tiebreak, 14-12 for us in the tiebreak. We are in service. I go out. They put one tall guy for the block instead of me. So I was on the bench, and I was even not thinking that we will do breakpoint and we will win the game. I was thinking, okay, now probably they will do side out, so I will come back inside again. And I was checking, okay, now the rotation of Brazil will be like this. This will be the server. We'll have this reception where I should give the ball to finish the game. And I was thinking like this. And maybe we can do this break point and win the, but I was already thinking from the bench, let's go, I will come inside and we have to do side out. So this is mentality of the setter, I think, is really important.
Yes, I think that we could speak about this much longer. And my last question is regarding the Olympics, because now there are coming Olympics. You as a French team are playing at home. You are the Olympic winners. And I think that you want to make the best possible result also at home, but it will be a big pressure on you to play at home.
Yeah. But for sure it will be, I mean, it's difficult to say because it will be first time that we'll play Olympic at home. But we have experience from Olympic that it's different competition, weird competition sometimes. For sure, I think three teams are maybe better than us in this moment. I think like Poland, Italy, USA. But I think in these 12 teams who will participate to the Olympics, especially now with the new system of qualification, I think everybody can go and win the medal. So we have to prepare ourselves for top competition. We'll have the crowd with us, and I hope we'll get another medal.
Okay, I wish that your dreams are coming true for the medal, and I thank you very much for your time, your advice, and expert insights. What you said about the setting, and I believe that many setters will take part of it and starts to use it. So thank you very much for your time, and good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. Thank you.